Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Scott, and here's what he has to say. Hey Sandman, big fan here. I was living the monk lifestyle for about 2 years after working for a decade in one of the city's most popular bars, seeing the worst of women's behavior on display nightly. Then I met a cute fat girl who was fun to be around, and had a lot of no-walled qualities, about as close to a unicorn as I've ever seen. She ended up riding my chubby custard launcher for about 2 years. Until she started saying the I love yous, and I had to break it off with her. She was trying to move in with me one little sneaky backpack load at a time. I honestly could have stayed with her longer except for two things. Number one, she was an all-around large person. 6 feet tall, broad shoulders, wide hips, cute face. But about 250 pounds, although she carried it well. My schwing schwing just had no interest. Number two, she had a strong vag smell. Not like an infection or anything, but just stronger than usual, and it was a huge turnoff. Anyways, my question to you is, I care about her, and she's a good person, and I want to hurt her as little as possible. So I just told her I lost feelings for her, but now she's distraught and trying to win me back. Should I keep firm in this, or just tell her she needs to lose 80 pounds, and that her vag stinks? Thanks for all your great work, Sandman. Well, Scott, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I know that the title I picked for this video doesn't go along with your situation right now, but if you gave her the 80-pound ultimatum and spray bottle of Febreze to make her smell fish-free, then you might just find yourself falling for her after elevating her sexual marketplace value. Of course, if she were to do what you wanted her to do, then she would figure out that she could probably do better than you and leave. Sure, she'll get rid of the smell, and when she does, along with the 80 pounds, she'll get rid of you and won't let you pound her. All she'll probably leave behind is a used douchebag in the bathroom for you to remember her by. I'll discuss more disgusting stuff in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection. Tim Patton has written 5 MGTOW books. MGTOW is Forever is the latest and is a great introduction to MGTOW. If you've been injured on the job and need help, disabled and unable to work is for you. MGTOW Building Wealth and Power helps you empower your finances. Masculinity is Our Future is about how the world sees masculinity as toxic, and what it means to be a man. Finally, MGTOW Why I Cheat. When a woman named Marcia read this book, she wanted to scream out loud, "Why is MGTOW a real thing?" Thanks for pushing her buttons, Tim. All 5 books can be found at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to taking that fish-flavored taco back to Red Lobster Clown World Show. Scott, when you told me that she was 6 feet tall and had broad shoulders, I began worrying that you were dating a linebacker with boobs. Luckily, you said she had wide hips and a vag, so her female status is confirmed. I can fully understand if you don't like the odor of a dead trash panda in her pants and it doesn't turn you on. I remember one girl I used to work with in television, and that she had a smell that bad. We used to work in teams of 6 people in the control rooms, and between her and the fat guy that didn't wear deodorant, everyone was trying to get off that shift with them, but no one was willing to tell them about their stench. I guess no one wanted to hurt their feelings and look like the bad guy. You don't owe this woman anything. You don't have to let her off easy because I'll bet you that she didn't tell guys she was with before why she stopped seeing them. The fact that you don't want to hurt her shows me that on some level after 2 years you either still have feelings for her or that you're an empathetic human being that doesn't like seeing others suffer. Maybe a little bit from column A and a little bit from column B. Odds are she doesn't really have many options left when it comes to men. So she's probably trying to play your heartstrings and get you to commit to her. How do you know she's distraught? What does that even mean? I've had women say they would kill themselves if I didn't take them back. It was all just empty words. How is that for manipulating a man's emotions? I wouldn't tell her that she needs to lose all that weight and use a douchebag, because I fear that she might actually do those things, and then you won't have an excuse anymore. She might just do it out of spite as well. But I suspect that she won't, because losing that much weight is next to impossible for most people. I'd also argue that the reason she has foul, fish-flavored folds is because she's obese, with a body mass index of 34. She's not really carrying that much weight around well. No one would. Sounds to me like you might have a thing for fatties. It's impossible to air out her folds, because every time she walks, her thighs rub together and create sparks. Make sure she doesn't go out and start a forest fire. You say she's a good person and a no-walled unicorn. She probably isn't one, but she's pretending to be one for you in order to keep your interest. I would have asked her other friends what she's like when you aren't around. That's usually the dead giveaway for who a woman really is. it's usually reflected in her friends' behavior. She will create a facade to attract and keep you, but with her friends, you will see the real her. Something doesn't smell right with either her behavior or her nether regions. Is it possible that she's a sneaky weasel trying to wind her way into your heart without you even realizing it? After all, she's already tried weaseling her way into your place by marking her territory with her toothbrush and douchebag to make sure she marks her territory in case other women visit your place. What I would have done if she tried doing that to me is I would have put all her stuff in a box so that she thought you would actually bring other women over and wanted to make sure they wouldn't find out that there was another woman involved with you. One time after a few years after I ended a relationship, there were still tons of hidden hair clips in my car left there by my ex. Women do that kind of stuff to mark their territory the way that a dog might mark a fire hydrant. Or like those poor dogs in New York City that don't even have grass to poop on and they have to do it on the concrete instead. You just pray your dog doesn't have diarrhea that day, because trying to pick that stuff up or deal with the wrath of the doggy doo-doo ticket police is kind of crazy. The more you tighten your grip on that stuff, the more it slips through your hands. Sounds to me like this sneaky weasel of a woman is trying to get you to submit to her in a very sneaky way. Again, you don't owe her an apology. The only reason you want to give her one is because of guilt or love. So which is it? What do you feel in this particular situation? You're clearly able to cut yourself off from her, but I don't know, I still get the feeling there's more to the story. You're in your early 30s at least, and maybe you just haven't gotten to the age where you just stop caring anymore. You already told her that you lost feelings for her, and that should be enough. She should want to leave you at this point, but I suspect you're the best she can get, so she's trying her hardest to rescue the situation. It's sad, like a large dog that's been abandoned that wants to come home, and it's standing in front of your window in the rain, all soaked and sad looking. But don't mistake the rain for tears. That puppy can basically find another master. It's just you're the best one she's ever had, so she wants you back. The last thing you want to do is give in and let a wet dog back into your house. Women have this uncanny ability to make us feel sorry for them and to become sympathetic to their suffering. And then they use that to sucker us back in. Don't let her do it. Don't tell her she's fat. She already knows she's fat and smells like a barrel of fish. You're just making her even more self-conscious as she lowers her expectations and goes back to the testicular wastelands, ready and unwilling to gobble up her next victim because he's most likely lower status than you are. Just tell her it's over and slowly drift away and eventually ghost her, like most normal people do. She's clearly not getting the message so far, and telling her to scram by calling her fat is probably your subconscious mind that's getting annoyed with her, being around all the time, and it simply wants to take more drastic action to get rid of her. Just have idle chit-chat if she calls you, but don't do anything deep. Or don't call her and just wait until she finally gets the message. The only reason she's trying to get you back is because you were the one that dumped her. If she had done that to you, she would never have spoken to you ever again. You're giving her a courtesy that she most likely never would have given you. Also, giving her a fake ultimatum that she will most likely not be able to achieve is cruel and unusual punishment. If she does achieve it and starts getting all sorts of attention from men, she might just try and get back together with you so that she can reject you then, the way that you rejected her. She might use the hope that you gave her to weasel her way back into your heart and then shit all over it, the way you would have if you called her fishy and fat. She could hide her spite behind a smile and come back to bite you in the behind. Also, as a warning to everyone listening, don't date a fat woman and help her lose weight. If you do, then the odds are pretty good her ego will inflate, along with your trouser snake, but she'll figure out that she can do better than you. And it'll be a case of out with the old cock and in with the new. That's what happened to Turd Flinging Monkey, and a few guys told me that, and it sounds like it's one of those major influences for him going his own way. The tragedy is, for most guys, when we get into a relationship, we want to improve our partner. And if we convince them to eat healthy and lose weight, then quite often they don't appreciate us, but instead dump us. But when a woman tries to improve us by helping us dress and groom ourselves differently, she usually becomes unhappy with the new and boring person she turned us into, and also leaves too. So the moral of the story is, don't change the women, and don't let them change you. The only thing you should consider doing if she asks is going for counseling or possibly to see a psychologist. If you're lucky like me, then you would have gotten help in therapy and realized that you're with the wrong person. The same person that told you to go to therapy in the first place. How ironic is that? Scott, don't tell her that she's fat and smells. Women hate honesty, so don't give it to them. They certainly aren't honest with us, so why be honest with them? What if this woman gets pissed off and decides to hit you with a false allegation? What if she goes out and tries to get your mutual friends to turn against you? Again, just ghost and be gone. That's what I would do. Change the locks if you have to and slowly stop taking her calls with time. This woman won't take a simple hint and she's not giving up easily. The reason she's probably not is because you're giving her hope. Because you still say she's cute and in a waltz. You probably look at her in a way that she believes shows her manipulations are actually working. Give her body language to tell her you're not interested. When talking to her in person, cross your arms to show closed-off body language. Or give her one-word answers in a monotone way, and have zero facial expressions. I used to do that naturally as a child, and it allowed me to clear an entire room. But I was doing that automatically until I learned what kinds of facial expressions humans are supposed to have. You'll know this woman is dumb when she breaks down and starts crying, and you don't console her, and you tell her it's over. But after the tears come the attacks, so make sure that she doesn't have a way to retaliate against you in any which way possible. For anyone listening that believes they can change a woman and make her better, I've always found that women are pretty much set in their ways from around the age of 12 or 13. If they're a fat, dumb slob at that point, don't expect them to change. Don't waste your time trying to raise a fully grown woman. It just won't work. It's like the woman you date with regards to personal habits is impossibly hard to change. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Scott for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that 250-pound linebacker with boobs wants you to smash her where the sun don't shine and where it stinks like something died. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that can't take a hint when you don't want them, but also expect men to take a hint when she doesn't want them away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.